Today's reading begins in Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 5. If you have raced with men on foot and they have wearied you, how will you compete with horses? And if in a safe land you are so trusting, what will you do in the thicket of the Jordan? For even your brothers in the house of your father, even they have dealt treacherously with you. They are in full cry after you. Do not believe them, though they speak friendly words to you. I have forsaken my house, I have abandoned my heritage, I have given the beloved of my soul into the hands of her enemies. My heritage has become to me like a lion in the forest. She has lifted up her voice against me, therefore I hate her. Is my heritage to me like a hyena's lair? Are the birds of prey against her all around? Go, assemble all the wild beasts, bring them to devour. Many shepherds have destroyed my vineyard, they have trampled down my portion. They have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. They have made it a desolation. Desolate, it mourns to me. The whole land is made desolate, but no man lays it to heart. Upon all the bare heights in the desert destroyers have come. For the sword of the Lord devours from one end of the land to the other. No flesh has peace. They have sown wheat and have reaped thorns. They have tired themselves out, but profit nothing. They shall be ashamed of their harvests because of the fierce anger of the Lord. Thus says the Lord concerning all my evil neighbors who touch the heritage that I have given my people Israel to inherit. Behold, I will pluck them up from their land, and I will pluck up the house of Judah from among them. And after I have plucked them up, I will again have compassion on them, and I will bring them again to each to his heritage and each to his land. And it shall come to pass, if they diligently learn the ways of my people, to swear by my name as the Lord lives, even as they taught my people to swear by Baal, then they shall be built up in the midst of my people. But if any nation will not listen, then I will utterly pluck it up and destroy it, declares the Lord. Thus says the Lord to me, go and buy a linen loincloth and put it around your waist and do not dip it in water. So I bought a loincloth according to the word of the Lord and put it around my waist. And the word of the Lord came to me a second time. Take the loincloth that you have bought, which is around your waist, and arise, go to the Euphrates, and hide it there in a cleft of the rock. So I went and hid it by the Euphrates, as the Lord commanded me. And after many days the Lord said to me, arise, go to the Euphrates, and take from there the loincloth that I commanded you to hide there. Then I went to the Euphrates, and dug, and I took the loincloth from the place where I had hidden it. And behold, the loincloth was spoiled, it was good for nothing. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Thus says the Lord, even so will I spoil the pride of Judah and the pride of Jerusalem, this evil people who refuses to hear my words, who stubbornly follow their own heart, and have gone after other gods to serve them and worship them, shall be like this loincloth which is good for nothing. For as the loincloth clings to the waist of a man, so I made the whole house of Israel, and the whole house of Judah cling to me, declares the Lord, that they might be for me a people, a name, a praise, and a glory. But they would not listen. You shall speak to them this word. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, every jar shall be filled with wine, and they will say to you, do we not indeed know that every jar will be filled with wine? Then you shall say to them, thus says the Lord, behold, I will fill the drunkenness all the inhabitants of this land, the kings who sit on David's throne, the priests, the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I will dash them one against another, fathers and sons together, declares the Lord. I will not pity or spare or have compassion, that I should not destroy them. A little shorter reading for today, but back where we started in Jeremiah 12, verse 5, and just to give a context of where we're starting here in verse 5, look at the beginning of chapter 12, where Jeremiah says, righteous are you, O Lord, when I complain to you, yet I would plead my case before you. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why do all who are treacherous thrive? You plant them, they take root, they grow and produce fruit. You are near in their mouth and far from their heart. But you, O Lord, know me, you see me, and test my heart toward you. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter, and set them apart for the day of slaughter. How long will the land mourn, and the grass of every field wither, for the evil of those who dwell in it? The beasts and the birds are swept away, because they said, he will not see our latter end. Jeremiah doesn't want to see the righteous suffer along with the unrighteous. And so that's where verse 5 begins today. If you have raced with men on foot, and they have wearied you, how will you compete with horses? God's responding in such a way that's not going to bring Jeremiah a lot of consolation. The Lord emphasizes that Jeremiah's suffering is going to continue. It's going to be more intense. Verse 6, he says, "Even your brothers and the house of your father, even they have dealt treacherously with you." This might be referencing the lament in chapter 11, which alludes to an attempt on Jeremiah's life that had originated with Anathoth, but perhaps some of his own family might have been involved in some way, or perhaps this is some separate event. But verse 7 and following, the Lord laments over his people that respond to Jeremiah's complaints and his preaching with continued rebelliousness and unfaithfulness. The Lord describes it as his heritage becoming like a lion in the forest, lifting up her voice against him. The Lord has loved, and that has been spurned. And so now he was going to judge them for it. But verse 14 includes a glimmer of hope, continuing through the end of the chapter, and specifically verse 15, "After I have plucked them up, I will again have compassion on them." Then there's an event in chapter 13 where the Lord tells Jeremiah to go and buy a loincloth and keep it clean, and then go hide it by the Euphrates, and then later tells him to go back for it. But when he goes back to retrieve it, it's ruined. It's not useful anymore. And so this is symbolic of Judah. These people have brought ruin upon themselves through rebellion and idolatry. In the final portion of our reading, the Lord gives a proverb that shows that they were going to be filled with drunkenness. And it seems to me that they react with it as if they think this is a blessing, but it's not a blessing. He says, "I will dash them one against another." Even to say, "I will not pity, I will not spare, I will not have compassion, lest I would not destroy them." The fate has been sealed. They have been given their warnings over and over and over. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.